This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Here in this country, there are smoking bans in workplaces and restaurants, but New Zealand could go even further and make the entire nation smoke-free. The BBC's Colin Peacock has the story from Wellington, New Zealand.
You can't smoke in bars here. You can't smoke in government buildings or even outside in some public parks. And soon, stores won't be allowed to display cigarettes on their shelves or counters. But the government here is going even further. This week, they announced that the already high price of cigarettes will rise by 40% over the next 4 years to more than $15 a pack. It's all part of a politically driven effort to stub out smoking in New Zealand completely by 2025. Politician Tariana Turia supports the measures. She leads the party which represents the indigenous Māori people, who are the country's heaviest smokers.
My cousins have all died before they were 55. I don't think that having a substance that kills people should be allowed to be sold. I have to ask why.
But smokers complain that their right to choose is being trampled, and local cigarette company Imperial Tobacco warns that the price increases will merely create a black market for tobacco, resulting in lost jobs and less revenue for the government. In Wellington, I'm the BBC's Colin Peacock for Marketplace.